Evan Engram caught 50 passes last year and scored exactly one touchdown. That one touchdown season on real tight end volume is the most obvious buy low signal at the position. And the reason he is a cut candidate is the same reason he is available at pick 223, tight end 32. This episode prices both. The season on half PPR scoring in Denver, 16 games, 50 catches on 76 targets for 461 yards in that lone score, 4.9 points a game, 35th among tight ends per game, 29th in total. 13.5% of Denver's targets in his games, genuine starting tight end volume, turned into almost nothing in the end zone, third on the team in receiving yards, the role was there, the touchdowns were not, and one score on 50 catches is the lowest rate you will find on real volume anywhere in this range.
The career says the volume is real when the body cooperates. 2 years ago, he caught 114 passes for nearly 1,000 yards, a top-tier tight end season. An injury cost him most of 2024. Last year, he played a full 16 games at a diminished per-catch rate. The through line across the healthy years is targets. Given the snaps, he draws them.
The pattern beat is the whole bull case. Tight end targets per game is the stickiest stat we track, 0.72 and 0.80 across the eras, end of 251 and 238. So his volume is the part that repeats. And one touchdown on 76 targets is not a skill. It is variance at its most extreme. There is no tight end touchdown fade cohort in our library, so we say it as arithmetic. The catches come back, and a normal touchdown rate on that volume is worth points. This price does not assume.
Muffed!
The situation is why the discount exists.
Sean Payton handed play calling to new coordinator Davis Webb. The first time in nearly two decades, Payton will not call his own plays. And Payton has said publicly he views Engram as a key piece and wants to add to his workload per the beat. But Engram carries a cap number north of $14 million with only five guaranteed, which is why one insider floated that he may not survive to camp. And Denver drafted two tight ends in April to hedge. It is Bo Nix's offense with Cortland Sutton and Troy Franklin outside. The move tight end role is Engram's to hold on a 14-3 team that earned the one seed.
The price? Tight end 32 at pick 223. The slot paid 5.5 a game. He produced 4.9 on one touchdown. Our verdict? Watch list. The volume plus touchdown regression math is a real buy low, but you cannot lean into a player the team is openly weighing as a cap cut with two rookie tight ends drafted behind him. The caveat is the fork. If he holds the job and the touchdowns normalize, tight end 32 was a bargain. If he is cut or the rookies take the snaps, the volume that makes the bet work disappears.
Watch the roster through camp first. A cut ends the thesis, then the touchdown rate off its floor, and whether Webb's offense feeds the move, tight end, or the rookies. The catches are the bet, the end zone is the upside, the roster spot is the risk. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.